on BBC Two.
Just over 20 years ago, Britain came to the end of one of the longest wars in our history. It was a war that made our Britain.
Dominic Sambrook looks back at five decades of a divided world.
This was a war between us, the capitalist West, and them, the totalitarian East.
A time that shaped the nation through hope and terror.
Britain was promising its children longer and healthier lives than ever, and yet it was also planning for Armageddon.
Strange Days, Cold War Britain, starts Tuesday night at 9 on BBC Two and BBC Two HD.
Back here on BBC Radio 3, tomorrow night we have a live concert which marks at one and the same time Benjamin Britten's centenary and Remembrance Sunday, a performance of Britten's War Requiem at the building whose association with Remembrance goes back nearly a century, the Royal Albert Hall. Semyon Bychkov conducts, and that's live tomorrow night here on Radio 3 at 7 o'clock. And after it, Drama on 3, Brian Friel's classic play about a failed Irish faith healer returning to his native land. Faith Healer is at 9 o'clock here on Radio 3 tomorrow night. 6 o'clock this Saturday evening, time now for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Claire Martin.
Hello, on today's show, the second instalment of concert music from BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist saxophonist Trish Clues. Trish Clues and more from that concert set later on in the show. Also coming up, I'll be joined by jazz writer Sebastian Scotney for a preview of this year's London Jazz Festival, which starts next week on November the 15th and runs until the 24th. Well, first up, a brand new release from American post-bop pianist Mark Carey. Carey has played with many of the jazz greats during his career, including Dizzy Gillespie, Betty Carter and Carmen McRae. In fact, it's with his work with Betty Carter, Roy Hargrove and Abby Lincoln that earned him Grammy nominations. Influenced by Randy Weston and McCoy Tyner, the New Yorker has a new recording out with his focus trio called Four Directions, and this is the track Indigenous.
Thank you.
From the album Four Directions, out on Mortimer Records, that's the fourth release for Mark Carey's Focus Trio, and they are Mark on piano, Rasan Carter on bass, and Samir Gupta on drums. The album has a real mixture of music to enjoy, from jazz to go-go, hip-hop to Indian classical music, and it's out now. Well, not many musicians can count Quincy Jones as a mentor and friend, but gifted British drummer Ollie Howell is lucky enough to be able to say that after impressing Jones during a concert at the Royal Welsh College of Music in 2009, where he was floored by Ollie's performance. Some of the music on his new release, Sutures and Stitches, was written from a hospital bed as Ollie was recovering from neurosurgery following a diagnosed brain malformation that same year. A testament to his determination to heal and to get something positive out of that period of his life, let's hear him with this track, Beyond. Charlie Howell on drums with Duncan Eagles on tenor sax, Mark Perry on trumpet, Matt Robinson on piano and Max Luthert on drums. And that was the track Beyond, taken from the newly released CD Sutures and Stitches, out now on Whirlwind Recordings. And you can hear the band when they tour throughout November and December, including dates in Lincoln on the 13th of November at the Terry O'Toole Theatre. They're in Newcastle on the 24th of November at Splinter Jazz, and in Liverpool at Par Jazz on the 26th of November. For more information on Ollie's tour, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. From the drums to the bass next, new from British Asian bassman Shez Raja's high-energy album, saxophonist Andy Shepherd features as guest star on some tracks on his album Mystic Radical. Like on this piece, we see Raja mixing jazz with Caribbean flavours, creating the aptly titled Carnival of Colours.
Thank you.
taken from the new album Mystic Radical, which is a very unique mix of Indo jazz, thundering funk, tuneful ragas and intoxicating grooves. That was bassist Shez Raja, and he's been delighting audiences worldwide with his high-energy show, and that CD is out now on the 33 Jazz label and also features the trumpet star Claude Depper, and is definitely one to listen to during these colder, darker nights. Or anyone fortunate enough to be at a gig when drummer Winston Clifford decides that he's in the mood for a sing will be thrilled to hear that vocalist Tina May has managed to capture the magic on her new CD called Divas. These two make a perfect swinging partnership and both complement each other very well, especially on this scat section, which is fun and very impressive. Let's hear them together with the track Where You At.
Where's your natural habitat? Where you at? I wanna go there.
Ooh, where's the place? Which direction should I face? Tell me, where's the place? I wanna go there.
I was doing fine, then I heard you call.
I've been searching everywhere.
I can't find you nowhere at all.
So where you at? Where's your natural habitat?
Tell me before I flip my hat.
I wanna go there.
Make sure you come back now. Sabadoo-doo-bop. I wanna go there.
Where you at?
I'm right here, baby.
Out now on Hep Records, that was Tina May and drummer Winston Clifford with Where You At from the CD Divas. And you can hear Tina at the Cheltenham Everyman Theatre with the BBC Big Band singing Big Band Divas, and that's on November the 15th. And also on November the 19th, she's at the London Jazz Festival, which we preview later on in the show. And she'll be singing at St James's Church in Piccadilly with Mark Nightingale on trombone as the Jazz Medal Winners Concert starts at 8 p.m. that night. For more information on Tina, go to the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. And it's worth checking out Jazz Lineup's page for lots of exciting content. We've got some short films featuring tonight's concert artist, Trish Clues, talking to some of the key musicians who have been an inspiration to her. Also on the website, look out for our photo galleries, playlists, and of course, you can listen to the programme again via the BBC iPlayer. Well, next I'll be joined by jazz writer Sebastian Scottney to preview this year's EFG London Jazz Festival, which runs from November the 15th to the 24th. We have some of his highlights from this year's programme. But before we hear from Seb, let's hear one of his picks, a bit of a double whammy, two national treasures, Stan Tracy and Bobby Wellens, who both appear at this year's festival. From their classic album Under Milkwood, this is the Stan Tracy Quartet featuring Bobby Wellens with Starless and Bible Black. Thank you. Stan Tracy Quartet featuring Bobby Wellens from Under Milkwood. That was Starless and Bible Black, the first choice of Sebastian Scotney from London Jazz News, who joins me now to talk about the festival and all sorts of goodies. Welcome.
This is a really interesting evening because Bobby's been had a regular monthly gig at the 606 Club, which is where this is going on, for more than two decades. And this community runs on loyalty, and the proprietor of the 606 Club, Steve Ruby, has been immensely loyal to Bobby. They've got not just his quartet, but they're also showing a remarkable film, which is called Dreams Are Free, directed by Gary Barber of the Brighton Film School. And the choice of Starless and Bible Black is sort of on the money here, because he actually gets Bobby to talk about the background to it. And he just says, you know, knowing the man, knowing the boy that I was then, I'm trying to express how lost I am. I'm not happy. I know I got myself in a dangerous position, you know. And he really talks candidly. And Bobby's wife, Isabel, is also on the film. And it's a really a fascinating portrait. It starts on Bognor Pier with Bobby with a thick coat and dark glasses and a hat, looking very mysterious. But Bobby's a unique figure. I mean, he's told me the story a few times that Stan Getz was so much... Stan Getz said to him, "You've got a better sound than me," and tried to blag his instrument off him.
Really? Yeah. That's interesting.
And it all ends with Tommy Smith, who confesses to have been a massive admirer of Bobby ever since that he was 12 years old. And that's the final thing that you get at Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. So that's at the 606 Club, Bobby Wellens and his normal quartet, and the London premiere of a film which actually won a prize at the Chichester Film Festival.
That's brilliant. Well, let's look at Stan Tracy's appearance at the Queen Elizabeth Hall as part of this festival, Sebastian. He's doing a duo with John Sermon and then coming on with his quintet. So that's a real Stan fest, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And it'll be just great. Stan is also, the words national treasure in jazz were probably invented for Stan Tracy.
Yes. And that Stan Tracy evening is on the 24th. Sebastian, give us a general overview of the festival. There's some fantastic visiting artists, a really packed programme full of stars.
I don't think people can be disappointed. I mean, this is a scene with incredible life and people coming from all over the place to come and live in London. And we've got such an astonishing... I mean, I feel immensely privileged with just the sheer amount that there is. You know, there's the opening night at Ronnie's that Jazz on Three are picking up, where they've... That's one of the interesting nights of the festival. I mean, that sort of, in broadcasting terms, segues straight on from the Jazz Voice. And then you've got... 21 commissions, including on the opening night, Stan Salzman, who's another giant of the music. I mean, you talk to any British musician of a younger generation about the influence that Stan has on them. And, you know, they just say it's just one of the hidden treasures of our scene. He's got a project where he's taken compositions by people he's influenced and orchestrated them for big band. And in addition to that, he's been given a London Jazz Festival commission, and that's in the Purcell Room on the opening night.
Brilliant.
You have suddenly things that just land in the programme, like Fly, which is Mark Turner and Larry Grenadier and Jeff Ballard, just suddenly announced popping up on the Sunday night at the Pizza Express. And then also, I mean, you can't really keep a grip on London because there are events that are outside the festival, like you have a jazz project with Mick Foster and Ruthie Culver doing Britain, jazzed versions of Britain. And you've got Sir Derek Jacobi reading the classic Auden poems like Stop the Clocks and things like
Where
that.
Where is that going on?
That's going on in King's Place. And then you've got Fiona Torkington curating a Norwegian weekend. You've got the Loop Collective people. You've also got something, again, which slipped outside the festival, is Judy Carmichael, the stride pianist, striding down to Wimbledon, of all places. I mean, there is just so much in the scene during that time. All I can say is just people just get out there.
Get out there. Let's talk about another sort of speciality night, as it were. This is Igloo Records Night at the Vortex on the 23rd. Tell us about that and perhaps tell us about the next track.
Well, this is a record label which was founded in 1978, and there's a really fine sound engineer behind it called Daniel Levy. Their bestseller of all time is by a British-born guitarist, now just over 70, called Philip Catherine, and their bestseller is an album called Crystal Bells that he made with Chet Baker. I mean, he's a versatile player, and what they've done for this triple bill is they've paired him up with John Etheridge in a duo set. And then in addition to that, you've got the Luxembourgers are helping this out, and you've got Pascal Schumacher, the vibraphone player, with a French saxophone player called Sylvain Riffle. And then this next track is a young piano player who's been making some noise. He's 23 years old. He's from Liège, and he's called Igor Géhenno. And the track that we're going to hear is called Vertu, which is both virtue, in other words, the good things that people do, but also it's his tribute to the sense of admiration that he feels of good things coming from musicians, virtuoso musicians. This is Vertu from Igor Géhenno.
Igor Géhenno from the album Road Story, and that was Vertu, a pick of Sebastian Scotney, who's here with me talking about his picks of this year's London Jazz Festival. Well, Sebastian, one of my festival highlights, something that stood out for me, is this supergroup ACS, the wonderful collaboration of pianist Jerry Allen, bassist Esperanza Spalding, and the great drummer Terry Lynn Carrington, who've come together for the Barbican Wayne Shorter Day, and they're playing on the 17th. That's really sparked some interest from my corner.
They're an extraordinary variety of women playing. I mean, a third of the 21 composer commissions have gone to women this year. I see this as a welcoming community. I see this as a place where, yes, I mean, if you know, musical ability is taken for granted, and you don't get a gig in London unless you're pretty special. But the numbers of women, you know, Flo Moore, the bass player, coming through. I mean, there are a number of really strong women musicians.
Carleen Anderson, she's a very strong female presence, and she's doing some educational work during the festival.
She's somebody who put her in any context, really, and she just, you know, I mean, if you want to know about charisma and about bringing an audience in, then Carleen does it just naturally, just walk into the room. And I can see that being as a role model, and as being a strong presence in those schools during that education project. You know, there are people, I mean, jazz people are connectors, are communicators. I think of someone like Soweto Kinch, also involved in education. And I also miss times like this. The reason for the pause is that I guess I'm missing Abram Wilson, who was a very natural communicator. Mm. It's another strong suit that the festival has, is the education programme going out into the boroughs outside London.
Mm. And lots of free stages, lots of free things to take children to that may have shown interest in jazz. This is all important at grassroots level, isn't it? And to make the outreach broader.
I think that's really good. I mean, the way the use that the stages like the Claw Ballroom in the South Bank and the stages in the Barbican Centre get put to are very good. I mean, yeah. There's a whole Dutch presence during the festival at the Barbican. There's all sorts of things going on.
Let's talk about Wayne Shorter, one of the huge jazz giants coming over. He's celebrating his 80th birthday at this 21st year of the festival. It seems funny to imagine what we did 21 years ago without this festival. It seems such a part of my life and career. But Wayne Shorter coming over at 80, that's got to be something special.
Yes, I mean, with Sonny Rollins unfortunately having to pull out because he was originally billed for the Albert Hall.
Right.
I mean, Wayne Shorter is maybe in the jazz terms the star act, and at 80 years. I mean, it's a four-part day that's planned. Mm. There's a documentary at 2 p.m. called The Language of the Unknown. You then have the ACS group that we just talked about.
Yeah.
You also have some young groups, which Jean Toussaint has put together, including a tenor saxophonist called Ruben Fox. Mm-hmm. And then you have the big thing, which is a two-part concert in the Barbican Hall, which is the Wayne Shorter Quartet with John Patitucci, Brian Blade and Danilo Perez, that group that's been in existence for more than 10 years now, that's just put out a stunning album. So they are the first half. And then you have the BBC Concert Orchestra in the second half, and they're going to be doing four arrangements that Wayne Shorter has done of his own pieces.
Wow.
That will be a very special evening.
Well, that whole Wayne Shorter Day is happening on Sunday, the 17th of November, and you can hear highlights of both those shows here on Radio 3, so watch out for those broadcasts over the coming months. Well, by the sound of it, Sebastian, you're not going home for 10 days. You'll just be floating around the festival.
I can't think of any place better to be, really.
Tell us about this next piece you've chosen.
There's a Polish cultural centre. What they're doing is they're putting on a programme during the week. It's in Ravenscourt Park in King Street in W6. And they put on programmes throughout the year, all sorts of things of not just Polish people, although they did have the late, great Jarek Smietana there once for one of their anniversaries. And they've got an interesting programme, and I just pick on one of the artists who has a Polish heritage and who they've got along, who is Alice Sawadzki, and she's there on Friday the 22nd.
Okay. I don't know her. Tell me a little bit about her.
Well, she was describes herself as having been blown away. We did an interview with her, which is on London Jazz. She was completely blown away by Lillian Boutte at the age of 12 in Abingdon in Oxfordshire, and basically started sending mixtapes to Lillian Boutte, and that stayed with her. Then fast forwards, she's a classical violin student at the Royal Northern College of Music up in Manchester, when the venerable Israeli violinist Ivri Gitlis in a masterclass says to her, "Why don't you sing that?" And so she suddenly gets going with the idea that she can sing and play the violin. And now she does both simultaneously, which is an extraordinary thing to hear. It's like sort of it's like Curved Air could have saved a band fee, you know. and she she did a postgrad jazz course at the Royal Academy. And from that, she's got some really top players like Alex Roth on the guitar. And on an album that she's got coming out next year, which is called China Lane, she's also got Kit Downs. And those guys are the sort of musicians who can basically follow her enthusiasms anywhere from sort of Sephardic ballads to what we're going to hear in a moment, which is a Nina Simone tune. And this is not from this quintet album, but it's from a duo album that she's already recorded but isn't yet properly mixed and mastered.
She's going to sing and play at the same time.
No. On this track, she's just singing the I'm Going to Leave You, which is a Nina Simone track composed by Rudy Stevenson. And you can see that she's quite a feisty lady. It kind of reminds me of you and all the keys to my Ferrari from about 1841, wasn't it?
Thanks. I wish I could. I really want to get to this gig now. That has intrigued me. To be able to sing, have the technique for that, and also have the head tilted with the violin. That's quite a feat. Well, Sebastian, I'm really intrigued. Let's hear Alice now on the track I'm Going to Leave You.
I'm gonna leave you where I met you. I'm gonna leave you where at you. And I'll go where people love me, and I'll stay there because they love me. No more headaches, no more heartbreaks, I'm gonna leave you where I met you. Yes, I put up with your fussing, and I put up with your bossing, and I'm waiting and frustrated. I'm old fashioned, I need my passion. So I'm leaving, no, I'm leaving. I'm gonna leave you where I met you. Yeah, I'm fed up with your money. I want somebody, honey, honey. Don't want gold rings, I wanna hear sweet things. Need affection, not protection. When you're teasing, you should be squeezing. I'm gonna leave you where I met you. Because they love me. No more headaches, no more heartbreaks. I'm gonna leave you where I met you. Yes, I put up with your fussing, and I put up with your bossing, and I'm waiting and frustrated. I'm old fashioned, I need my passion. So I'm leaving, no, I'm leaving. I'm gonna leave you where I met you. Yeah, I'm fed up with your money. I want somebody, honey, honey. Don't want gold rings, I wanna hear sweet things. Need affection, not protection. When you're teasing, you should be squeezing. I'm gonna leave you where I met you. 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 Where I met you. Where I met you.
This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Our thanks to Sebastian. The London Jazz Festival runs from Friday the 15th to Sunday the 24th of November. And for information on the dates of all the events we spoke about, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, it seems November is rich with jazz festivals, and if you're unable to get to London, perhaps the Hull Jazz Festival is the festival for you. And it runs from the 22nd to the 24th of November and features Ginger Baker's Jazz Confusion, Pee Wee Ellis, Ian Shaw and Christine Tobin, to name a few. And at the end of November, the 28th to the 30th, the 6th GeoFest is being held at the Centre for Contemporary Arts in Glasgow. That's the Glasgow Improvisers Orchestra. That will feature concerts, workshops and discussions for anyone who wants to explore the world of improvisation. That's Thursday the 28th of November to Saturday the 30th. We're now for something quite different, a piece of music, not necessarily jazz, but one which is deeply informed by jazz. It's composed by John Mayer. The Anglo-Indian Mayer was a pioneer of cross-cultural musical fusions in the 50s and 60s, working with the London Philharmonic and jazz saxophonist Joe Harriott. It's taken from a new release, which sees Mayer's pieces reimagined by an exciting new collaboration between tabla master Kuljit Bamra and Scottish contemporary music group Red Note Ensemble. This is Jahala.
Thank you.
Two pieces of music with Eastern themes mixing the spirit of jazz and traditional Asian folk forms. The first piece you heard was Jahala and was by Kuljit Bamra and Red Note Ensemble. And that was followed by a very recent guest on Jazz Lineup, Alon Ghosh, with Mountain Song, taken from his new release, A South Asian Suite. You can hear Arun at this year's London Jazz Festival on Saturday the 16th of November at 3 p.m. at Rich Mix. That's 35 to 47 Bethnal Green Road in East One. And then again on Sunday the 24th at 8 p.m. this time, and he's presenting Orchestra Makara, which is a Pan-Asian chamber orchestra. Hugely popular South African legend and Grammy winner Hugh Masekela is back in town. He's playing with pianist Larry Willis at the Royal Festival Hall on Friday the 15th of November. But before that, he's playing at St John the Evangelist Church in Oxford, which is on Iffley Road. And then on November the 12th at the Turner Sims Concert Hall in Southampton. I'm sure that will be a dynamic duo. Well, speaking about legends, let's hear from another, but this time it's the jazz violin. Stefan Grappelli with his ensemble playing Vernon Duke's 1934 classic, Autumn in New York. Thank you. Recorded in Hamburg in 1957 and out now on Musicus Records, that was Autumn in New York. Played by the great Stefan Grappelli Ensemble, who were Maurice Vander on piano, Hans James Last on bass and Rolf Ahrens on drums. Well, now it's time for today's concert set featuring the second instalment of a performance by BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist, saxophonist Trish Clues and her quartet, recorded at the Vortex Jazz Club on the 26th of September. The evening also featured Tom Challenger's Brass Mask project, which you may have caught on Jazz on 3. Well, Jazz Lineup brought you the first instalment of Trish's set a few weeks ago, and now it's time for previously unbroadcast material from that night. Trish is on the tenor sax, Gareth Williams is on piano, Ryan Trebelcock is on bass, and Dave Hamlet's on the drums. Let's start this short set with Trish's composition, Porcupine.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the track Radiation, and before that you heard Porcupine, both compositions by Trish Clues. And that was Trish with her quartet, who are Gareth Williams on piano, Ryan Trebelcock on bass and Dave Hamlet on the drums. Recorded live at the Vortex Jazz Club on the 26th of September, and it's worth checking out the Jazz Lineup page for some short films featuring Trish, speaking with some of her collaborators and musicians who have inspired her and informed her music making, including pianist Gareth Williams. You can hear Trish play on the 10th of November during Saxophone Day being held at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, and that's with her Tangent Sextet. And Trish will be a guest of Gwilym Simcock's Eurozone on the 24th of November as part of this year's London Jazz Festival, and that's on at the Pizza Express in Dean Street, Soho. Since moving to London from New York in 2008, trumpeter and composer André Canier is fast establishing himself on the UK jazz scene, with his 2012 debut album receiving 5 stars from The Guardian. He has a new release out now called Coalescence, featuring pianist Ivo Neame, and here's the track Sweden Hill. André Canier with Sweden Hill, taken from his new release, Coalescence, on the ever-prolific Whirlwind Recordings label. Well, that's almost the end of the show. I'll be keeping the Swedish theme going on next week's jazz lineup with music from the European Jazz Orchestra recorded at this year's Stockholm Jazz Festival. And remember, plenty more jazz with Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. And this week, Jez presents music from cult Australian trio The Necks, recorded at London's Café Otto. To sign off with tonight, a reimagining of legendary rock guitarist Jimi Hendrix's Are You Experienced, performed by pianist Leszek Modzer. Released on November the 25th on ACT Records and led by Modzer, one of Poland's leading jazz musicians, alongside trumpeter Tomasz Stanko. On this closing track from their album Polska, they're joined by the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra. For me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye. Thank you.
That was Are You Experienced by the pianist Leszek Mojdżer and the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was presented by Claire Martin and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. Well, Radio 3's coverage of the London Jazz Festival begins next Friday evening at 7:30. And in the week leading up to it, you may like to know that Bill Evans is our Composer of the Week every weekday. Join Donald MacLeod for the first of those programmes on Monday at 12 noon. Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to Saturday Night on BBC Radio 3, and we have a live orchestral concert from Wales in just a minute after this look ahead to some Monday night opera.
Opera on 3 presents Beethoven's Fidelio in the new production from London's Colosseum. Soprano Emma Bell sings the title role, rescuing her wrongly jailed husband Floriston, sung by Stuart Skelton. Edward Gardner conducts the forces of English National Opera in Beethoven's Fidelio. Monday evening at 7:15 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, where it's now just after 7:30, time for Radio 3 Live in Concert from Bangor in Gwynedd. It's introduced by Sean Parry-Hughes.
Croeso cynnesach chi, welcome to the Pritchard-Jones Hall at Bangor University. Since it was opened in 1911, this hall has been used for lectures, for graduation ceremonies, exams, and during the first 2 years of the Second World War, it was a place of safekeeping for around 500 precious paintings from the National Gallery in London. Tonight, though, live on Radio 3, this is very much a concert hall. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales performs two pieces. In the second half, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, the Pathétique. First, though, Dvořák's Concerto for Cello and Orchestra. Both pieces, by the way, are in the key of B minor, both written about the same time, the early 1890s. Dvořák's Cello Concerto was a bit of a novelty at the time. The cello was something of a poor relation to other instruments and considered incapable of dominating a large-scale orchestra in the way a violin or the piano could. And yet Dvořák succeeded, and indeed he changed people's perception of the cello as a solo instrument. And Brahms famously said of the work, "Why on earth didn't I know one could write a cello concerto like this? If I had only known, I'd have written one long ago." While he was at work on the piece, Dvořák heard that his sister-in-law, Josefina Kaunitzová, was seriously ill. As a young man, he'd been in love with her, and now he poured out some of his intense feelings in the slow movement and a coda, which he added to the finale. Before I introduce you to the soloist and conductor this evening, please welcome to the stage the leader of the BBC National Orchestra for Wales, Leslie Hatfield. The soloist this evening is the young German cellist Daniel Muleschott. He was recently honoured by the Anne-Sophie Mutter Foundation for his outstanding contribution to the cello repertoire. And the conductor tonight is Michael Francis. He's no stranger to Wales. He studied music at Cardiff University, but we're more than happy to welcome him to Bangor University, along with the BBC National Orchestra for Wales. So please welcome both Daniel Muleschott and Michael Francis to perform Dvořák's Cello Concerto in B minor.